Blackstone Audio presents Without a Trace by Patricia H. Rushford. This book is read by Rachel DeLude. To Christopher and Carissa, my grandchildren and my greatest fans. Chapter 1. Mom? Jenny McGrady set her suitcase in the dark entry, flipped on the light switch, and closed the door. Her long, dark braid swung forward, then back again as she straightened. Mom! She yelled again, this time leaning against the banister and directing her voice up the stairs. I'm home. Why didn't you pick me up at the airport? She braced herself for the welcome home cheers and the little five-year-old brother who would appear at any moment, leap into her arms, and give her one of his super-duper bear hugs. Nick didn't come. The unexpected silence wrapped an ominous web around her. Both cars were in the driveway. They should be home. Jenny raced up the stairs two at a time. She stopped at her bedroom first, wondering if they were waiting there to surprise her, but found no one to greet her except the dozens of stuffed animals she collected over the years. She made her way down the hall, poked her head into Nick's room, then Mom's. Their beds hadn't been slept in. Hurrying back down the stairs, she called again. Mom? Nick? Her pulse quickened. She scanned the living room. Two glass eyes peered at her from the couch. Jenny scooped up Coco, Nick's favorite stuffed bear, and hugged him. Come on, you two. You can come out now. When no one answered, she tightened her hold on Coco and hurried past the dining area into the kitchen, hoping for a note that would explain their absence. She flipped on the switch, and the room exploded with white light.